Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gene Siciliano is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Gene is he is the author of an important book, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. He is your CFO for Rent, and his book, by the way, is out in this brand new edition, and second edition, I should say. He's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Gene Siciliano, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks very much. I'm delighted to be here.
Good to have you back. Did you know that later this year you're going to celebrate your 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust?
No, I didn't.
How about that?
And you know
what the gift is for 12 years with us?
No.
We're going to send you an email.
Oh my gosh!
How about that?
I can hardly wait.
I know, it's exciting. Hey, Gene, there are some, over the next 5 to 10 years, there's going to be a major event happen on Main Street. Millions of major events going to happen on Main Street. Tell the audience what that is.
Yeah, that's true. The projection varies, but generally speaking, between now and the end of this decade, almost half of the privately owned businesses in this country will change ownership, will change hands. The entrepreneur, the owner will step aside. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, in the vast majority of those cases, their kids are not going to want to take the business over. So
yeah.
Now what's plan B?
I'm seeing few, as I travel around and know, as I know people, as I meet people, I'm seeing fewer and fewer children taking over the business. What do you think? What are you seeing?
Absolutely right. The kids are more independent, better educated today, so they want to do their own thing. And what dad enjoyed doing and decided he was going to do 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago is not their thing.
Well, and also the truth is, and this bears on whether the business is sellable or not, is that business is probably a legacy business that won't be viable in the next and relevant in the next 5, 10, 20 years. And the kids can see that, even if mom and dad can't.
Yeah, because you're no question dad's invested at that point.
Yeah. Well,
I was just going to say
that we've got all this going on, folks. And one of the things that I said earlier in the hour, Gene, that you and I both know, is that we're going to leave our businesses one way or the other. We're going to toss the keys to someone else. Are we going to take the key and lock the door and walk away, or are they going to take us out feet first, right? One way or the other, we're leaving our business for the last time one day in the future. And so what you're here to do for us today, and what you do in your business, is help companies like ours get ready for that day, right?
Yeah, that's really the key point. And when we talk about those numbers we just talked about a minute ago, business owners, they're going to sell the business if that's the most valuable thing they can do. And the reality is that today, business owners cost themselves millions of dollars by failing to properly prepare the business for sale. And that's really what our business is
mm-hmm.
about. That's what this message is about.
Right. So, all right. So, talk about the questions. There are questions. Isn't the very first thing we need to do is know what questions to ask ourselves?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And I think the first thing we got, even before that, we got to acknowledge that we don't want to hang on too long. And business owners do that because they're afraid of things. They're afraid they hang on because they're afraid the business will fail without them. Maybe they've already figured out their kids don't want it. They think if they sell it, they can't get what it's worth. I mean, there are a lot of fears in their head when they really need to stop, as you say, and ask themselves questions. Is the business ready to sell today? If I was going to sell it today, and if it isn't, you got some work to do.
And I'll tell you what, the answer, folks, when you ask yourself that question, if you're going to really be honest, you need to say no. Your business is not ready. Because the way you operate your business is not the way what it needs to look like if you're going to sell it, right?
Right on.
If I'm not going to sell my business for 10 years, I'm going to operate it in 2015 differently than I would operate it in 2024.
Right on. Absolutely right. There are some decisions that business owners just don't realize need to be made differently, because now you're not building for your family or for the next 20 years.
If you'd like to contemplate selling your business, you got to say, is it ready to sell? And it probably isn't. And then you got to say, what would it take to get it ready? And that's what our good buddy Gene Siciliano is going to help us with after these messages. Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, second edition, just out, 2022. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.